executor was a cruel and sinful man. Jesus hit him with a blinding light, and then his life began. I said, oh yes, I said, oh yes, I said, oh yes. New temptation, he loved women, wine, and song, and all the special flashes, I'm doing something wrong. I said a yes, I said a yes.
It's a busy show tonight. We're working on it, folks. Stand by. Big D Radio Show just around the corner.
Another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. Hey, look, we are jam-packed with musicians in here tonight. As you know, upcoming Saturday and Sunday is the third annual Battle of the Bands presented by Live 95.5. Saturday, we have 8 bands lined up. Sunday, we have 4. Man, we're going to have a great time. We've got concession trailers out there with food. We got bouncy houses, arts and crafts vendors, and just tons of great entertainment. First on the Big D Radio Show is the Cotton Picking Kids. Now, they've been together for about a year playing, and Dad, he's over here sitting by me. I think he told me that in all there's 9 kids, and hey, I think there's one on the way. So, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
That is correct. So now, I think last week, the Cotton Picking Kids on Sunday was at the Bloomin' Festival. Maybe Saturday, you was at the Magnolia Festival in Gardendale. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. So tell me, how do you like playing with your brothers and sisters? And by the way, this is Sabio talking.
It's really fun and just... Everybody likes to play with, and it's just a family thing to do. We like it a lot.
So now, Sabio, I think your dad told me the other day when I was talking to him at the Bloomin' Festival, you're 14.
Yes, sir.
And so you're the head of the group now. So do you try to keep your brothers and sisters in line and make sure they're doing everything right?
Yeah.
Or more or less, they keep you in line, I think.
Sometimes they do.
So how was it for all of you when you first began? I mean, was any of you nervous?
Not really.
Not really. You just... and Dad's over here laughing, going, no, they're just a knack at it.
They're a natural.
That's what we like.
We got it from our dad.
You got it from your dad.
Yeah.
And go ahead, tell me your name again.
My name is Therese.
Therese, and we got Cecilia over here also. And wow, just, I mean, they're just some good-looking kids. And
it's okay for me. So, yeah, if you want to, you can slide the mic over so everybody can talk in it. So are you guys excited about the Battle of the Bands this weekend?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So we're hoping to have a big crowd, and so I guess you guys are going to play for an hour. So why don't you tell the audience what kind of music that you play?
We play bluegrass, sometimes bluegrass gospel.
Bluegrass and gospel. So do you have a large selection that you just play all the time, or are you picking up new songs that you learn all the time also?
Yes, we play a lot of Ricky Skaggs songs.
Which is one of my favorites, by the way. I love Ricky Skaggs. So young ladies, how is it for you out there on the stage? I mean, are you out there just to have a lot of fun?
Yes, we are.
So now, tell me what you play.
I play the fiddle.
You play the fiddle. Cecilia?
And I play the guitar.
Cecilia plays the guitar.
I play the mandolin.
The mandolin. And I think I seen Dad playing, Dad, what was that?
Upright bass.
The upright bass. So I've been on YouTube and Facebook checking you out. You've got all kind of videos out there. I think recently you was on ABC 3340. Why don't you tell me about that for a minute?
It was really, really great. That was really, really, really fun to do.
So kind of tell me what you've done on ABC 3340.
We got up there and there's this guy right there. He was like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then the camera started, and then we started waving at the camera. And then after that, they had the commercials. And then we started playing music. We talked and played music. A song called Blowing Cabbages.
Look, you know, and you're just getting started, and you're already on TV. How incredible is that? So why don't you tell me some of the other places that you've actually played at, besides the last two this weekend?
We played at Berkeley Bob's and the Blooming Festival and the Magnolia Festival.
Okay. So now, do you have anything lined up besides the Battle of the Bands going forward?
We got the Strawberry Festival.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's it right now? Okay. And I think the Strawberry Festival is possibly the first weekend in May, so it's probably next weekend after this?
Yes, sir.
So when are y'all going to play then? Is it on a Saturday that you're playing?
Yes, sir. I think so.
Okay. So make sure that you come out to the Strawberry Festival. It's at Depot Park in Coleman, and you can see the cotton-picking kids. Dad, bet what time are they going to play?
They're going to play on 2 to 3. I believe it's at 2, and it's going to be on Friday.
Okay. So Dad, why don't you tell me, what is your future plans or his future plans for the cotton-picking kids?
Well, right now we're just enjoying the moment and as a family and while they're young, and we're just there's not really a big plan that's
okay,
more,
okay.
But we're just they have a lot of talent, and they can go.
Oh, of course they can.
You know, so we're just as a family band, we're enjoying. While they're young, and that's what we're doing right now.
Well, you just keep it up, because as you know, anything can happen at any time for you to have a big moment and to go further. And I would love to see a family unit do that, because it would be so much fun to see all of you maybe be in Nashville one day. So do you think that's something that you would like to do?
Yes, sir, we would really like to do that.
I mean, stars and that. Dad, do you think you could handle all that fame for the kids?
Maybe the whole. I'm hoping they'll remember Dad and Mom.
So the cotton picking kids, they get a recording contract. You always got to remember that Dad's the manager. Okay, Dad will take care of you. Wow. So man, we are so excited about having y'all on Sunday. Danielle, is it 4 o'clock they're going to play on Sunday? I have it right in front of me. 6 p.m. this coming Sunday at the Coleman County Fairgrounds. Our third annual Battle of the Bands. You're going to see the cotton picking kids. They are the last act on Sunday at 6 p.m. And, man, we just can't wait to see.
I have to point out that they're the ones who won the Battle of the Bands with the fair last September.
There we go.
And they were an alternate group. We had a group back out, and I worked them in at the last minute, and they, you know, it's never been the same since. So.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, kids. So you go in for the first time ever, and probably haven't been playing too long at that time together as a family or as a group, and you walk in and you win. So how was that? Well, I mean, what kind of feeling did you have?
That was just it's kind of weird.
I bet it was. You just walk in and you just take over. Everybody loves you, and you win the Battle of the Bands. You know, and I mean, these bands out here that's competing, you know, they've been practicing for a long time, and that's what their drive is to win something like this. And you guys just walk in and just take it over. That's just incredible. And so, Dad, what was your reaction when they won?
As their dad, I knew they could do it, but it was a great moment, and we enjoyed it a lot, and we appreciate 95.5 to having us there, maybe we'll like to keep the trophy in our hands this time. So again, so
hey, you may bring home another trophy. You never know. And we've got prize money. First place, we're going to give away $500, and second place, we're going to give away $250. So Dad, if they win, and they win $500, now are you going to take them on a shopping trip and let them get whatever they want?
Yes, sir. I was going to take them to a nice shopping strip, maybe a cruise or something.
Would you kids like to go on a cruise? I think he's playing with you though, but he may take you on a cruise. So if he does, you tell him Big D wants to go. So we'll all go as a group. And if he doesn't, he better take y'all shopping.
Can I tell you about how we got the name?
Sure. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and tell us how we got the name for the Cotton Picking Kids?
Well, we're at the in Tennessee in Summertown. There's a competition in the summer, and they had it's a shade tree contest. And what it is that you have to go sign them up, and you have to get a number for the tree that we're at. And I didn't know that. And the guy that teaches them, Mr. Craig Shelton, which is the reason why they're good.
Okay.
But he told me, hey, you need to go over there because by the time I didn't know. So I ran over there and to the lady, and I said, I need to get a number for the band. She said, what's your name? What's your band name? I said, we don't have one. So I just thinking, those cotton picking kids. So
there
that's
you
how,
go.
And that's how it stuck. It just kept it like that.
But you know what? Really? It's a very unique name, and it's very catchy.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, if anybody says, hey, we got the cotton picking, oh, boy, we want to see the cotton picking kids. I mean, are they wearing overalls or what? Do they got some cotton in their pockets? You know, no, they're actually musicians.
Yes.
So, look, you know what? I listened or I watched the video about a week ago, and just, you know, and I seen these two little girls right here on the guitar and the fiddle. And it just thrilled me so much just to see how young that you are and the talent that you have. Maybe you really know what you're doing. I mean, you're really a good musician, so good job to both of y'all.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, look, that is the Cotton Picking Kids. We're going to see them this coming Sunday at the Coleman County Fairgrounds at 6 p.m. Make sure you get your tickets and get up there and watch them. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Dad, thanks for bringing them up here.
Come see us.
Hey, everybody's going to come see you. We'll be back in just a moment with yet another act that's going to be on the Battle of the Bands. But guess what? We'll keep it a secret until they get in here because we have a lot of people. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
Line on you, my sweet honey love.
You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you creative design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Look, I told you, we've got some more guests in here. Basically, what we're doing, we're bringing a lot of the bands in here in studio tonight on the Big D Radio Show, and just going to talk to them for a few minutes since they're all going to be playing on stage at the Battle of the Bands. With me is Marty Robertson from Bama Country. So Marty, look, I'm online. I'm going through Facebook. I find you on Facebook. So I'm watching some of your videos, and I'm listening to your music, and I'm like, you know what? They're really good. So
well, thank you.
So I contacted you, and I bet you're thinking, who in the world is this Big D guy? Yeah.
Well, I've heard of you before, so I kind of had an idea.
So tell me, how long has your band been together?
Well, we've been playing out probably about 10 years. Of course, you know, we started kind of a family thing like the group before.
Okay.
And we started about 10 years ago, I guess, and we came on up, and things progressed since then, and just just kind of a fun thing.
Exactly.
And of course, all three of the boys did play with us, and of course, one of them's dropped out now, and we had to hire us a bass player. Then we, you know, before we'd hired us a drummer.
Okay.
And as part of the group, and So we've been playing about 10 years.
Wow.
You can say about 10 years.
So why don't you tell me some of the places that you've played at over your 10-year period? I mean, just tell me a couple places.
Oh, Lord. We've played a lot of places, Darrell. I guess probably some of the most memorable, maybe the Nashville Palace, Rudy's in Nashville. We've played Floribama before.
Have you really?
Yeah, and that was, 4, 5, 6 years ago, I guess.
Is that right?
And it may be about time to go back down there.
There you go.
But, you know, it was pretty easy when the whole band was your family. Just
right,
said,
right.
You know, they didn't have a choice. Load them up, and here we go.
Right.
But, you know, now it's a little bit more difficult because our bass player is from Lacey Springs. And our drummers down at Hayden.
Okay.
And so it's. And,
so you're kind of spread out now.
Yeah, and everybody's grown now and working, and it's hard to, you know, kind of difficult to get together sometimes
right.
and agree on things and all get at the same place. But we play locally here at all places in town, you know,
right.
That have a live venue,
right.
And we play the local lodges, and
okay.
we play a lot up in Southern Tennessee, Ardmore, over to Minor Hill, St. Joe. We play down Sayre a lot, and so just a lot of places. And I think, let's see, we play tomorrow night down at Highway 67 Roadhouse
okay.
in Priceville, Decatur area.
Wow. So you guys do get around then?
We do.
And
we
you
do.
Have been to a lot of places.
We do. We have been. We have been a lot of places.
That's awesome.
You know, sometimes it gets tiring. I'm not 19 no more, so.
I understand. So are you 21 now? Come
20,
on, Marty.
22. You know me from school. You know I'm lying.
I know. So Marty went to Coleman High School and graduated just a few years before I did. And so we're not going to tell our ages.
Thank you. You're a good man.
But retirement is just around the corner probably for both of us.
Well, it is. But we do enjoy playing. And we play a wide variety of music.
Do you?
It kind of depends on what kind of crowd we got.
Okay.
And this was designed when we started playing, you know, I told the boys, I said, look, we've got to learn a big variety of music because we may be playing for a country crowd tonight. Next weekend, they may want to hear a lot of Southern rock.
Exactly.
And so you can see our song list. We do anything from the traditional Merle Haggard, Hank Jr., country, all the way to Skynyrd. Even one of our songs that we've done a lot, used to, I don't think we've done it lately, and we need to, Wild Cherry, you
okay.
know. And people was kind of shocked when they heard the name Bama Country.
Right.
And here we are doing play that funky music, you know.
And I love that song, by the way.
Yeah. And our name is not so much representative of all the type of being a country band.
Right.
But the folks of this area, you know, you kind of grew up in the same time frame that I did. The folks around here like a lot of different kinds
they do.
Of music.
They do.
And like on my radio dial, and I've got several different types
right.
In there preset, and I may be listening to a Merle Haggard song 1 minute and be listening to Skynyrd the next, and, you know, and any kind of range in between. And I thought, well, that's the kind of folks that people here
exactly.
like. And so that's the way we pattern their music.
Awesome.
And we do a lot of requests. We probably won't do that Saturday when we play at
right.
1 o'clock. We'll probably pick us out 10, 12, 15. But when we get on stage somewhere, of course, we do a song. And we thank the management for having us,
right.
thank the folks for coming, and we open up the floor for requests.
That's awesome.
And we would love to, and we love doing just one request after another
right.
because we know the folks like it.
Exactly. Well, Marty, are your guys ready for the Battle of the Bands on this Saturday?
Well, I hope they are. If they're not, they better be. But I think they are. I think they're fired up about
good,
it. And,
good.
And they've been talking about it a lot lately. And we're going into this with attitude. We're wanting to go out and entertain the folks.
There
for
you
an
go.
Hour.
And that's what we want you to do. And just have a good time.
And we appreciate getting an invitation and getting a chance to
You're
be
very
on.
Welcome. It's and my honor to. So next, we're going to go over to Laura Williams. So Laura Williams is the representative tonight for Inclination of Direction.
That's right.
So welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you.
So look, so several weeks ago, Inclination of Direction steps in here. But actually, Danielle introduced me to their music probably 2 weeks prior. I've never heard of them. She pops up a video, she plays it, she says, well, first, you know, if you want to have them on the Big D Radio Show, you know, I know you want to listen to them to see if you want them on the show or not. Within 5 seconds of her playing that video, I said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're definitely going to be on. Their music is incredible.
Thank you.
And so three guys, basically from around Coleman, Falkville, West Point.
Yes.
Now, where's Frank from?
Frank is from Gandy's Cove is where he lives now.
Okay. So he's in the area?
Yes.
So here lately, have they been playing much around here?
This Friday is their CD release party.
Awesome.
At Copper Top in Huntsville. So we're looking forward to that.
That is awesome.
And then just looking forward to the Battle of the Bands.
Man, I am so fired up. So we're all of us MCs, you know, we're picking bands of who we're going to introduce, and it comes to me and I'm like, Inclination of Direction.
Yeah.
I said, they're definitely for me and Dark Before Dawn. So
yeah.
I am so fired up to see those guys actually live in person playing, because I know every person at the Coleman County Fairgrounds is definitely going to enjoy them.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to it.
It's just incredible, the sound that they have. And
it's all originals.
I know. So. And look, you know, I'm so truthful, it's pathetic. But you know, I'm sitting here looking at the guys, and I'm like, I wonder how good they're going to be. You know? And then it just blew me away. I'll be honest with you. It really blew me away, because that first note that they hit, I'm like, man, I can't wait to get these guys in the studio.
Yeah.
And just let the people of Coleman hear them. And because, Danielle, I think we actually played some of their music that night.
Yes.
And, wow, it was so good. So,
yeah, it's what I play in my car. I don't even listen to the radio anymore.
And look, you brought us CDs.
I know.
Man, I'm so fired about it. Look, as soon as we leave, no lie, I'm going to pop it in my truck and listen to it all the way home.
We knew we had to give one to you and Danielle both.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm so ready for y'all to come. And so it's going to be Saturday, 7 p.m., Inclination of Direction is going to be on stage and playing. And let me tell you something, Coleman, these guys are going to blow you away. And hopefully they'll have some CDs with them to sell to the public, and you need to get one of these CDs, because I guarantee you, you'll listen to it every week. They're just that good.
Yep, we'll definitely have CDs.
Are you going to have anything else besides CDs for sale? Are you going to have any shirts or anything like that?
I don't think we're going to have shirts in time, but we'll probably have some pictures available.
Excellent. Pictures and CDs for sale by Inclination of Direction. Well, Laura, thank you so much for coming on the Big D Radio Show. It's just an honor to have you, and I'm looking so forward to seeing you and the guys on Saturday.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. Next, we're going to bring somebody else in, but I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. Hey, we are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. So we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio. Coleman, Live 95 is doing it again. Live 95 is now 3 years old as of this month, and we have come together with the support of some of Coleman's best businesses to bring you the return of the Battle of the Band series, presented by Coca-Cola. This year, we're expanding it to 2 days and moving it to the Coleman County Fairgrounds. We're also adding food trucks, an arts and crafts area, and an area for the kids. We will see you this weekend at the Coleman County Fairgrounds. Y'all show your love for our great gold-level sponsors, Creative Design, John's Lawn Care and Pressure Washing, your local CPA, Denise Key, Dye Service Heating and Cooling, Freedom Insurance Agency, Baker Productions and Music Studio, and Pepsi-Cola of Coleman. We also appreciate the support of Harrison Outdoors, who is doing business as Greencraft Mowers, and McCaw Precision Machining, doing business as McCaw Hydraulics, our latest silver sponsors. We also have over a dozen confirmed exhibitors in our arts and crafts area, and food trucks lined up right next to them. An area designated just for the kids with a bounce house provided by Coleman Bounce House Rentals and sponsored by our friends over at What's Happening in Coleman. You can check them out on their Facebook page. Performing this weekend at the Live 95 Battle of the Bands presented by Coca-Cola are Matt Graves, Bama Country, Wes Brown, Gary Sanders, Brick Avenue, Inclination of Direction, Down South, and Dark Before Dawn to close us out on Saturday. Then come back on Sunday for Ben Mosley and the Contraband, Round 2, Crushing Atlas, and the Cotton Pickin' Kids. We have been excited to bring you a unique blend of music for the last 3 years, featuring music you may not hear on the dial here in Coleman. The FCC granted us use of the 95.5 frequency, so we felt it only fitting to give Coleman access to their best local bands for the low price of $9.55. Get your ticket now at www.live95coleman.com through the Eventbrite service. If you don't get a ticket ahead of time, that's fine, but gate tickets cost a little more and you get a little less, so get your ticket now. It's the Live 95 Third Annual Battle of the Bands, presented by Coca-Cola, live from the Coleman County Fairgrounds, and broadcast live on 95.5 FM right here in Coleman, Alabama. Thanks for supporting Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. We are right here on Live 95.5. And Chris Greer from Crushing Atlas is in studio with us. Crushing Atlas is going to play at 4:30 p.m. on Sunday at the Battle of the Bands. So welcome to the Big D Radio Show, man. We're just happy to have you here.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for supporting local music.
Hey, man, that's what it's all about,
that's
man.
That's right.
You know, and it's tough because we talked to all the bands that's in here, and there's not a lot of places, you know, not a lot of venues, really. So we're doing this once again for a third year in a row to bring out everybody that we can, you know, 12 bands to let y'all showcase exactly what you do.
Something I like, too, I've checked out all the different bands playing, and you've got such a wide variety of music. If you like bluegrass, there's somebody there
exactly
you can listen to. If you like harder rock, there's somebody there you can listen to. If you like country, we've got country musicians that will be playing.
Exactly.
So it's all across the board.
So tell me about Crushing Atlas. Tell me where you guys are from, and kind of tell me what kind of music that you play.
Okay. We're based out of Gunnersville. And
hey, Big D, can you hand him the wireless mic?
Yeah, we can.
That's not picking him up too good.
Okay, how about now?
His voice just doesn't carry.
How about now?
A little better.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Hey,
we're based out of Gunnersville.
Okay.
We play a hard rock with a little bit of southern rock thrown in. Excellent. We've got a lot of different influences. So there's a little bit of an industrial influence. There's even a little bit of country to us, because it's the music that we all grew up with and the music that we love. And it kind of makes, sort of like if you took Guns N' Roses and a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd and some drive-by truckers and threw it in a blender.
Yeah, that's what I like.
You know, that's us.
So, and I know there's probably a few of the bar scenes in Gunnersville. So do y'all frequent those and play there much?
Well, actually, we've been playing some in Birmingham.
Have you?
Yeah, we've been playing down at the Nick. And, you know, right now we're focusing on getting ready to go back in the studio.
Okay.
Last year we cut our first CD, 47 Hours.
Excellent.
And we're ready to go back and record a follow-up to it. And the music, we've grown together as a band. So the music that we're making now is so much better than when I first came in the band 2 years ago.
So how long has the band been together?
The band's been together for about 4 years, maybe five. I came on board about 2 years ago, and I'm primarily a songwriter.
Okay.
And I moved back home from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I was writing for my brother's band and a couple of other bands and doing my own solo thing.
Right.
And when I came back home, I found an ad on Facebook one night. And it was a local band looking for a vocalist. So I thought, well, I'm not doing anything. I may as well try it out.
Yeah.
So it just clicked. And we all got along. And I really liked the quality of the songs that they had. And I showed them some of my own music, and then we just kind of met in the middle.
Wow. So it clicks, and everything's good, and you're going everywhere playing music.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Man, that's just living the good life right there. It really is. Doing something that you love every weekend.
There's nothing that compares to creating a song.
Exactly.
To sitting down with a blank sheet of paper, and then you've got something when you finish that you stand back and you say, wow, did I do that?
Exactly.
You know, and I'm very blessed that I've got, first off, I've got a wife that supports me. You know, and
that means a lot.
Oh, it means
the
world. And also, I've got a band that likes to create music just like I do.
That's awesome. So why don't you tell us your other band members' names?
Okay, on bass, we've got Brian Carroll. He's one of the original members of the band. On lead guitar, we've got Chris Wigington. Wig was one of the original members of the band. Before it was Crushing Atlas, it was Project 47.
Okay.
And those two members were original members. Wig has written a lot of songs, and now he and I co-write almost everything. On drums, you've got Matthew Kinnemer, and he's the young buck of the band. He's 19 years old.
He is young.
Yeah. He's trying to hang out with all of us old guys.
I know.
And he gets us in trouble.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does. Because of him, I had to get my belly button pierced.
Oh, come on now.
No, I'm serious. And it was my own stupidity. I lost a bet. And he called me on it. And the next thing you know, I'm sitting in a tattoo parlor in Arab telling him that I need a belly button piercing, and the guy at the desk says, hold on, and he turns around and calls all of his buddies and gets them up there. He says, now, he says, tell them about this. So I had to explain it all to them. My wife, she wanted it to be a Hello Kitty belly button ring, but luckily it wasn't.
Let me just ask you, did it hurt?
Oh, yeah.
I bet it did.
It hurt, but it hurt my pride more because the stipulation of the bet was I had to wear it for one practice while practicing in a cut-off belly T-shirt. And I'm not an underwear model. I'm a good-sized guy, and it was not a pretty scene.
All righty, then. I don't think we can top that tonight. So, look, I tell you what. We're going to go ahead and let you grab your guitar
okay. And
let you play us a song as we go out.
Okay.
This is, man, just one incredible guy right here, and he's just going to play us a tune, and then he'll lead us out and into a commercial.
This is an original song. It's off our first CD. This song is called Not Too Late, and I actually wrote this for my wife.
Okay.
Lies and little words I never should have spoken. A thousand little promises we never should have broken. I never meant to cause pain. That's just what we've done. Wanna be forgiven, must forgive someone. It's not too late for me. Not too late for you. Not too late to learn from all the things we've been through. Not too late to try to build a little old trust. Honey, it's not too late for love. It's not too late for us. Never easy living in the eye of the storm, surrounded by the hurricane that we transform. Something so strong didn't make much sense. How could it be wrong when it's so intense? It's not too late for me. Not too late for you. It's not too late to learn from all the things we've been through. It's not too late to try to build a little old trust. Honey, it's not too late for love. It's not too late for us. We're both victims of circumstance. Doesn't everyone need a second chance? It's not too late for me. It's not too late for you. It's not too late to learn from all the things we've been through. It's not too late to try to build a little old trust. Honey, it's not too late for love. It's not too late for us. Honey, it's not too late for love.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris from Crushing Atlas. Man, brother, that was incredible.
Thank you very much.
And I'm going to tell you what I like about it. Like, you didn't even work at it, man. It just come natural. I mean, you're just a natural at that, man. And your voice is incredible.
Thank you so much.
Man, I appreciate you being here.
And again, thank you for having us, man. It's awesome to be a part of this.
And so you're going to be playing 4:30 on Sunday, the Coleman County Fairgrounds. Man, we just can't wait to see you and your band perform.
Excellent. Can't wait.
Appreciate you coming in studio with us tonight.
I'm looking forward to an entire weekend of just music.
So am I, man.
It seems like it's stressful, all the work we put into it, but it's really going to be a relaxing weekend.
It's going to be worth it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a good time. Thank you, brother, for being in here. We're fixing to go to a commercial and bring someone else in. We still got several more bands that's going to come in here. But, brother, I appreciate you and can't wait to see your band.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Coleman, Live 95 is doing it again. Live 95 is now 3 years old as of this month, and we have come together with the support of some of Coleman's best businesses to bring you the return of the Battle of the Band series, presented by Coca-Cola. This year, we're expanding it to 2 days and moving it to the Coleman County Fairgrounds. We're also adding food trucks, an arts and crafts area, and an area for the kids. We will see you this weekend at the Coleman County Fairgrounds. Y'all show your love for our great gold-level sponsors, Creative Design, John's Lawn Care and Pressure Washing, your local CPA, Denise Key, Dye Service Heating and Cooling, Freedom Insurance Agency, Baker Productions and Music Studio, and Pepsi-Cola of Coleman. We also appreciate the support of Harrison Outdoors, who is doing business as Greencraft Mowers, and McCaw Precision Machining, doing business as McCaw Hydraulics, our latest silver sponsors. We also have over a dozen confirmed exhibitors in our arts and crafts area, and food trucks lined up right next to them. An area designated just for the kids with a bounce house provided by Coleman Bounce House Rentals and sponsored by our friends over at What's Happening in Coleman. You can check them out on their Facebook page. Performing this weekend at the Live 95 Battle of the Bands presented by Coca-Cola are Matt Graves, Bama Country, Wes Brown, Gary Sanders, Brick Avenue, Inclination of Direction, Down South, and Dark Before Dawn to close us out on Saturday. Then come back on Sunday for Ben Mosley and the Contraband, Round 2, Crushing Atlas, and the Cotton Pickin' Kids.
We have been excited to bring you a unique blend of music for the last 3 years, featuring music you may not hear on the dial here in Cullman. The FCC granted us use of the 95.5 frequency, so we felt it only fitting to give Cullman access to their best local bands for the low price of $9.55. Get your ticket now at www.live95cullman.com through the Eventbrite service. If you don't get a ticket ahead of time, that's fine, but gate tickets cost a little more and you get a little less, so get your ticket now. It's the Live 95 Third Annual Battle of the Bands, presented by Coca-Cola, live from the Cullman County Fairgrounds, and broadcast live on 95.5 FM right here in Cullman, Alabama. Thanks for supporting Live 95, Cullman's independent radio.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. I know Gary Evans wanted to hear some Kiss, but we got Rolling Stones, Gary. Look, in studio for the first time ever, we have an intern here on the Big D Radio Show. Abby, welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Hi, thank y'all for having me.
So you're from Hartselle, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Just right up the road. So tell me what your plans are for your future.
Well, I'm graduating in May from high school. I've been dual enrolling at Calhoun. So by the time I graduate, I'm going to have 2 years of college done and under my belt. So wow. I'm already going to have my basics done. So that's really awesome and it's fun to already have that done and out of the way. And then I'm going to go into broadcasting journalism, hopefully. That's my plan right now. And I'm looking at Troy, UNA, and UAB. So I haven't decided exactly which one yet, but those are the ones that I've applied to so far. So
what's your plans for the future? Do you want to be in radio? Do you want to be on TV?
I haven't decided yet. I've been trying to get some job shadows and internships available to me so I can figure out which one I want to do. So this is my first internship ever that I've done. So I'm really liking it so far. It's been really fun.
Awesome. Well, you can always get in touch with Danielle. She'll give you her phone number. And you can always come back on the Big D Radio Show anytime you want, hang out with us, and kind of learn some stuff.
Thank you so much.
So, and Gary and I, we always say that we just have a face for radio. So,
that's right.
Evidently, we haven't made TV yet. I mean, when was it? Back in the late 80s, of course, I started my DJ entertainment business in 1986, and I'd done a TV commercial on Channel 6 in Birmingham. So I think that was pretty well it for me on TV, but yeah, I'm stuck on radio, unfortunately. So wow, are you just learning anything just by being in here and watching? And
yes, sir, I've learned a great deal already. I've been back helping Jay, like not helping, just figuring out like what he does behind the scenes. And this is the second segment I've been with you, sitting in here learning what you do and interviewing and all that.
Good. So. Now Jay has a really easy job, so you can learn that quick. Jay just sits back there and has Oreos, I think. But look, we always have a good time here, and I'm just proud for you for selecting the field that you're going into. And trust me, you're going to have a lot of fun whether you get in radio or on TV. It's just fun to do the things that we do here, and you know, and Gary Evans being a solo artist and being in a band, you know, he loves what he does. He absolutely loves it, and he's in charge of our worship service where we go to church at, and Gary can tell you it's just a blast to do what he does, and broadcast is just unbelievable. So I know you're going to have a great time.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Now we're going to go over to Gary Evans. Gary Evans, like I said, is a solo artist sometimes, but he is a member of Round Two. Now, look, Gary, let's just say it. Round Two is everywhere.
Oh yeah, and I tell you, I told you before, we'll play at the opening of an envelope. So yeah, We love it.
I know. And so I've been keeping up with you, and you guys have just been busy for the month of April.
Yes, so much so that we've been telling the guy who helps book the dates, Greg, please, no more. No more April. We're tired.
We're done.
We're spent.
So I'm thinking next week, well, this Sunday, round two will be playing at 3 p.m. at the Battle of the Bands. And, man, we're just fired up about having y'all there.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, when we saw this lineup, the cool thing about Coleman, you get surprised just how much musical talent there is. And I think you said this earlier in your broadcast, just the variety of what people listen to and what people like. And this is just such a great town to grow up in and to be connected to. So we're excited to be a part about this because, you know, when these folks come out and see the Battle of the Bands, they're going to get some great musical entertainment, and they're going to get quite a sampling of music. And I would just tell anybody, if you've got in-laws or outlaws or second cousins or people that you like, people that you don't like, you need to just come out and see. You're going to be really surprised of what goes on.
And like you said, it's amazing the caliber of entertainment, the caliber of these musicians that we have in Coleman that a lot of people don't see because there's not a lot of venues in Coleman to play at.
True. That's true. And a lot of these guys that I've heard from listening to the Big D radio show, nice plug for you.
Thank you.
Is... wow, these guys are good. And there's places outside of Coleman, Alabama that, of course, we would like to branch out into just for the exposure. This is who we are, and this is what we do. If you like it, you know, ask us to play.
Exactly. So round two does have a Facebook page, and I believe it shows your dates of where you're playing, the phone number. So everyone could call to actually book you guys.
That's correct. If you're interested in booking us, there is a way to contact Greg Burks, who is our lead guitar player, and he pretty much sets up the gigs and then asks everybody, are you free this weekend? Are you free this weekend? And we all respond back, and we make it work. Yeah, I mean, there's six of us, but somehow it's crazy. Right. With our lives and our schedules, we make it work.
So I think next weekend you're going to be at the Strawberry Festival in Coleman.
Oh, yeah. Well, tomorrow night we're going to be playing at the Yellowhammer Brewery in Huntsville, and so we're excited about that. This Saturday we're playing at a wedding reception, and Sunday, of course, Battle of the Bands. And next week is exciting, would it be next week? May 5th, playing at the Strawberry Festival, and we'll be playing about 8 o'clock. Again, I said we'll be playing about 8 o'clock that night. So we want everybody to come out, have a good time. The people who come to set up the stage and run the sound, these guys are amazingly talented, and they really make us sound a lot better than what we are. So please come out and see us.
I was there last year at the Strawberry Festival when Round 2 was playing, and like you're saying, the sound was incredible.
It's amazing.
So they're getting some sound guys that really knows what they're doing, and wow, that makes you sound so much better. So after Strawberry Festival, do you have anything else going in May, June? Are you
guys
busy?
Yes, I mean, it's literally in my head. I mean, I'd have to pull up on my phone the list, but there's several dates in May. There's several dates in June. It's wedding season for Round 2, so we're doing a lot of weddings, and that's cool because the kind of music that we do, you know, kind of fits that because we like to do music from the 60s and 70s era because we were all probably around and born during that time. And any of those great songs of that era that have got great harmonic parts, that's kind of our niche. That's where we step into, and that's kind of where we excel. Aside from I'm around these wonderfully skilled musicians, but I'm also around these amazingly vocally talented people as well. And so that's who we are, and that's what we do. You know, it's not for everybody, but most people know the music that we play and like that kind of music.
Exactly. And when you guys were in a few weeks ago, I mean, we just talked about it, how every one of you just fit together, and what a perfect sound that all of you make. It's just, I mean, it's really incredible to have such a great fit in a band like Round 2 is.
It's really weird, too, because, you know, I'm the new guy. In fact, I'm pretty much celebrating my one-year anniversary with Round 2, And when I was first asked to be a part of the band, I literally learned 30 plus songs in about 3 days. And so
wow.
I would go to the church and I'd practice for about 5 or 6 hours a day trying to learn the music. And for some crazy reason, I didn't know, am I going to be singing the baritone part? Am I going to be singing the bass part? Am I going to be singing, you know, the tenor? And we just would start singing, and we would just find a part, and it would just work. Now there are other songs that we say, okay, what are you going to sing here? What are you going to sing here? We work out those kinks and stuff, and we try to tighten it down and make it sound tight. But it's true what you said. There's this weird camaraderie, because some of these guys I've known indirectly for a long time, but when we get together, we just get along really well.
It's just unbelievable harmony. And look, Danielle and I, we just had a great time when after the show that night, and we were just standing out, you guys were standing out there in the waiting room and just jamming. We stuck it on Facebook, and it was unbelievable how many shares. I mean, it was going everywhere. People were loving just you guys hanging out there and playing. It was just unbelievable.
Gee, thanks. If I knew that we'd be recorded out in the lobby there, we probably would have stopped. But that's kind of who we are. We goof off. In fact, here's a funny story. We went into Lawler's Barbecue one time after we played Christmas in Coleman, where we actually literally froze to death, and all of maybe 5 people came out that to Christmas in Coleman, because those people who were smart stayed home because it was really cold that day. But we were playing, and in between songs, we'd be putting our hands in our pockets, you know, just trying to stay warm. Well, so we're all talking around, hey, we're hungry. I'm hungry. Let's go somewhere. Well, we went to Lawler's Barbecue, and they've got this thing where they've got a guitar sitting on a stand, and they've got this plan that if you play and sing and let them record you, you get a free meal.
I'd be up here every weekend.
Well, there you go. And that's what we did. We said, well, excuse us. I said, I'll be right back, because I'm left-handed. So I bring out my guitar. They bring out their guitars, and we sang 3 or 4 songs.
Really?
And not only do we get free food, but every time I go back there, hey, you're in round two.
We know you.
You know, playing at a Lawler's Barbecue near you, you know. That's where we are.
Gary's back. He wants a free meal.
That's right.
Play it, man. Well, look, man, we are so excited to have round 2, 3 o'clock Sunday at the 3rd Annual Battle of the Bands, Coleman County Fairgrounds, the talent that you're going to bring, the songs that you're going to bring, man. We appreciate you coming in here tonight, and we appreciate round 2 being in this. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show next. Yep, I'm not going to tell you who it is, because I've got like another 4 or 5 bands sitting in the waiting room. We will be back in just a moment. We are live 95.5.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a 2-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business,
Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's Independent Radio. Kullman's Independent Radio is proud to present yet another local community program for Kullman. Join us on Tuesday night as we present Understanding the Law for 1 hour starting at 6 p.m. Our very own Big D, who also runs the What's Happening in Kullman Facebook page, hosts various Kullman attorneys for a discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office. They also take a deep dive into how the system works right here in Kullman County. No law show would be complete without calls from the audience, so go ahead and program the station phone number into your phone now, 256-737-9505. That's 256-737-9505. Then prepare to join us each Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. for Understanding the Law. This program is made possible by the support of local Kullman attorney Melvin Hastings. Live 95 is Kullman's independent radio, all about Kullman for Kullman.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Here's a new Live 95 suggestion on how to prepare for the new work week. On Sunday night, you cook dinner. You help the kids finish their homework. You scream at your husband. You take the trash out. You make sure your kids brush their teeth. You tuck them in, sigh loudly, then pick up your remote control and turn on Sunday Night Live on Live 95. It's like being at a music festival, but without the illegal vapors, bright lights, and rednecks around you. However, if you want to make it more authentic, you can pour beer all over yourself. Sunday Night Live, all live tracks from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Kullman's independent radio station, Live 95.
What a drag it is getting old.
Sorry, man. I was looking for my Oreos. I got.
Look, I got disillusioned back here.
If you had potato chips, I'd be back here so quick. It's unbelievable. Danielle knows I love potato chips. Can't help it. Hey, look. Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. With me, Jake Mann from Brick Avenue. How you doing, brother?
Hey, man. What's up? They're doing good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. So one time last year in May, there was a throwback prom, and Jake Mann and Brick Avenue was actually playing, and I was actually the DJ that night.
Oh, so, right on.
Yeah, we had a good time that night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you guys sounded great, man. I appreciate everything that you do, and man, y'all are a really kicking band.
Man, I appreciate that very much. Yeah, that was a great event. We enjoyed being a part of it. We always like to do stuff like that. Kullman's such a, the support we get from Kullman is just so fantastic. We just love putting on shows like that for the people of Kullman.
Exactly.
It's great.
So tell us about Brick Avenue. Tell us how long that you guys have been playing.
Brick Avenue, we formed, it's going on our third year. October will be 3 years for us. We're kind of a raw rock and roll band. You know, our sound is kind of anything from Skinner to Alice in Chains to just a mix of all kinds of things.
Look, if I'm right, and I'm going back a long way because I have short-term, long-term memory, I think you played some Prince that night.
Oh, yeah.
and it was incredible, too, by
Absolutely.
The way.
Absolutely. We do our cover side, you know, we do a little bit of everything. We like to mix it up, do dance stuff, slow stuff, everything for everybody. Our original music, you know, you could be listening, which we're working on our CD right now, our first album. So, I mean, you could be listening to it, get a hard rock and roll song 1 minute, and then get something like an upbeat kicking, like southern rock song. It's just all a mix of everything.
So, when do you think you'll be done with your first CD?
We just recorded our first single, and that just released a week ago. So, okay. We've got that done. We're in the studio again in June. So we're looking forward to that. We're hoping we're going to have – the first CD is going to have four or five songs on it. Just kind of release that. So release them as we go. We're working with Fool Bird Studios here out of Coleman, out of Holly Pond, actually. So
if I want to get your first song, is it on iTunes or
– you can look it up. We got it on SoundCloud right now, working on getting it available for iTunes and have it available on Reverb Nation soon within the next week. And also you can find it just pretty much anywhere you can buy a song at.
So we're hoping that Brick Avenue is fired up about the Battle of the Bands.
The man, absolutely.
So it's going to be 5:30 p.m. on Saturday that you guys is going to rock Coleman.
Oh, yeah. You know it. Absolutely. We are ready. So pumped.
So you've been together 3 years. So kind of tell me what you think your future is with Brick Avenue going forward.
Well, we were playing out, you know, playing our cover side stuff a lot, doing that pretty regularly. And here lately, we've kind of taken a step back from that and just really focused and drove home on our original stuff. Man, we got so much original music, and we just wanted to get heard, which is another great opportunity, you know, with the Battle of the Bands, is because we're going to be doing pretty much all original music.
Awesome.
At the Battle of the Bands. We're going to throw in maybe a couple of cover songs, but it's mostly going to be original stuff. So right now, that's what we're really focusing on, is getting this original music recorded, getting it heard. And, man, just loving playing music.
So tell us some of the places that you've played around Coleman or around this area.
Now, Coleman-wise, we've played at places like Moe's and we've played at Brothers. You know, there's small little places. And, you know, we pack like sardines on their little stages.
I know.
It's crazy. But we've managed to do it a couple of times. And we've played in Decatur some and Birmingham and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So
you're definitely stretching out around the area.
Yeah, we played a year or so ago. We played in Montgomery for the troops. It was a veteran thing that
awesome.
We did in Montgomery down there. So we're all about some benefit shows, man. Anything to help give back to the people.
Exactly. And that's exactly what you and I have done with the throwback prom. And, man, we just had a good time. And I'm just like you, you know. Sometimes I enjoy just going out and just doing something for free.
Right, absolutely.
You know, just to give back to the community. So why don't you tell us what you're going to play tonight?
I'm actually going to kick off with our song, our single that we just recorded. So it's titled That Song. I wrote it myself. It's kind of a rock ballad type thing. Now, of course, the version you're going to hear tonight is not like the recorded version, of course, but just a little something.
Ladies and gentlemen of Coleman, this is Jake Mann of Brick Avenue.
lay you down and draw you near and never let you slip away. You're the one I want, the one I love, the one I need every day. If I could lay you down and hold you close, I'd never let you slip away from me.
Jake Mann from Brick Avenue. Let me tell you something, Jake. That song was rocking, brother.
Man, I
loved it.
Thank you so very much.
So, look, we are excited for all the music that you're going to bring, and it's going to be 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at our third annual Battle of the Bands. Man, we just can't wait to see you guys.
Man, we're ready. So ready, dude.
So we're honored to have Brick Avenue
to be
part of this
here.
Program.
It's a pleasure
so.
To be here, absolutely.
Appreciate it. And look, you can always give Danielle information anytime you want to come back. Come on back, man. Play us a song or two. Bring your band with you.
Right on. Hey, yeah, that's something that we talked about before. We're looking forward to trying to do that sometime.
We'll jam up like sardines in here, man. We'll jam out here in a couple weeks, dude. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. That was Jake Mann with Brick Avenue. You can check him out and his band 5:30 p.m. this Saturday at the third annual Battle of the Bands. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Coleman, Live 95 is doing it again. Live 95 is now 3 years old as of this month, and we have come together with the support of some of Coleman's best businesses to bring you the return of the Battle of the Band series, presented by Coca-Cola. This year, we're expanding it to 2 days and moving it to the Coleman County Fairgrounds. We're also adding food trucks, an arts and crafts area, and an area for the kids. We will see you this weekend at the Coleman County Fairgrounds. Y'all show your love for our great gold-level sponsors, Creative Design, John's Lawn Care and Pressure Washing, your local CPA, Denise Key, Dye Service Heating and Cooling, Freedom Insurance Agency, Baker Productions and Music Studio, and Pepsi-Cola of Coleman. We also appreciate the support of Harrison Outdoors, who is doing business as Greencraft Mowers, and McCaw Precision Machining, doing business as McCaw Hydraulics, our latest silver sponsors. We also have over a dozen confirmed exhibitors in our arts and crafts area, and food trucks lined up right next to them. An area designated just for the kids with a bounce house provided by Coleman Bounce House Rentals and sponsored by our friends over at What's Happening in Coleman. You can check them out on their Facebook page. Performing this weekend at the Live 95 Battle of the Bands presented by Coca-Cola are Matt Graves, Bama Country, Wes Brown, Gary Sanders, Brick Avenue, Inclination of Direction, Down South, and Dark Before Dawn to close us out on Saturday. Then come back on Sunday for Ben Mosley and the Contraband, Round 2, Crushing Atlas, and the Cotton Pickin' Kids. We have been excited to bring you a unique blend of music for the last 3 years, featuring music you may not hear on the dial here in Coleman.
The FCC granted us use of the 95.5 frequency, so we felt it only fitting to give Coleman access to their best local bands for the low price of $9.55. Get your ticket now at www.live95coleman.com through the Eventbrite service. If you don't get a ticket ahead of time, that's fine, but gate tickets cost a little more and you get a little less, so get your ticket now. It's the Live 95 Third Annual Battle of the Bands, presented by Coca-Cola, live from the Coleman County Fairgrounds, and broadcast live on 95.5 FM right here in Coleman, Alabama. Thanks for supporting Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Coleman's Independent Radio is proud to present yet another local community program for Coleman. Join us on Tuesday night as we present Understanding the Law for 1 hour starting at 6 p.m. Our very own Big D, who also runs the What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page, hosts various Coleman attorneys for a discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office. They also take a deep dive into how the system works right here in Coleman County. No law show would be complete without calls from the audience. So go ahead and program the station phone number into your phone now. 256-737-9505. That's 256-737-9505. Then prepare to join us each Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. for Understanding the Law. This program is made possible by the support of local Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. All about Coleman for Coleman. Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's independent radio. Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, WRJMLP Coleman.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, one of the most popular bands around down south.
Look, too sweet.
We've got Nick in studio, man. We're just glad to have you in the studio again.
I'm just glad to be back.
Look, you're a star, man, and here I am hanging out with you. What's up with that?
I wouldn't say star or anything like that. You're being way too kind.
So I understand. I heard some people talking in Coleman. I think that you guys were at Applebee's last Friday night.
We were at Bach Night. Yeah, so that was really cool. We got to do something really neat out there. As far as it was like the first band that's ever played at Applebee's in Coleman, so that was cool. And so shout out to Angel Cox. We love you. She got us out there, and we was able to do that, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of people came out. I think there was like 86 bikes that came out. I was trying to stay focused because there was just, I mean, these bikes were just so beautiful, and I was like captivated.
Look at every one of them.
By all that. So, yeah, big turnout. It was a really cool thing, and just like always, anything we get to do in Coleman, we're super stoked to do because we just love it.
Awesome. I was the very first DJ that they had in Applebee's of Coleman, and they give me this little corner. You know, and my equipment wouldn't even fit in there. But anyway, we made it happen, and a few months later, they invited me back. And look, we have a good time whenever we go to
Applebee's.
Absolutely. Play. Same here, man. Same
so
here.
So, and then the next night, I think you went to Hard Knocks?
Yes. We got to go out to Decatur to play out there. Had a real good show, real good turnout. Love playing in Decatur. Love being out there. So it was a real good time.
Especially
man.
Right there on the water, dude.
Yeah, it's nice. That's and it's nice. It's getting nice weather. And so it's really cool to go out there and play.
So why don't you tell some of the listeners where y'all have been playing at here recently?
We're about to get back in Tuscaloosa. It's been a while since we've been out that way. But here in a couple of weeks, we'll be going out to Big Al's out in Tuscaloosa, getting out, you know, towards the south and getting that way. But we're still hanging around in Decatur, Gunnersville, Gadsden, Madison, you know, places like that. So we're still kind of all around.
So it's going to be this Saturday at 8:30 p.m.
We're excited.
Man, you guys are just going to rock Coleman, and I know you are.
We're excited, man. Like I said, we love Coleman County. You can't find any better people than Coleman. They'll get behind you and support you in whatever you're doing. And that's the way they've always been for us. So down south, any kind of opportunity we get to play in Coleman, down south's all over it.
Well, look, next time you come to the Big D Radio Show, you got to bring your brother.
Okay.
Man, what, William?
Yep.
Man, we just loved William last time on the Big D Radio Show.
Yeah, he's cool. He's cool. Sometimes.
Now, are you Big Brother?
Yes.
So you're Big Brother to William?
Yes. Yeah, there's 9 years, actually.
Really?
That separates me and him. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I was giving you a compliment then, because you look young. See, I'm just being all nice.
I'll take it.
So, are you going to tell us? Or are you going to give us a little surprise of what maybe you're going to play? This
we're going to be all over the place like normal. So you know, there's no telling what you're going to hear from us. So you know, there's no telling. We might, you know, bring in a surprise or two.
Excellent.
So
you know what that means, Big D. I'm not going to tell you. That's exactly what I'm going to be surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I believe Danielle here with the Big D Radio Show, she's actually going to introduce you guys that night.
That's cool. That's cool. We love her to death. So we're excited about that always.
Yeah, because she loves to talk, if you don't know.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay. She can talk about us or for us anytime she wants to.
Well, man, we are so excited about having Down South in the Battle of the Bands because, I mean, truly, I'm just being honest, I mean, you guys are – some of the premier bands in this area, and you know that, you know, and we're just honored to have you guys to be a part of this.
Cool, man. Like I said, it's an honor for us, for real. And I speak on behalf of all the guys when I say that.
So now, I think the last time you guys were in, you were actually in the process of building a studio. How's
yeah,
that going?
That's still going on. So this studio is going to be in Warrior, and you know, we're kind of chipping away at it right now and getting it ready. We're hoping to kind of have stuff ready to be able to start recording our full-length album towards the end of the year. That's the goal. So we're going to try to get that going. So we're really excited about it. We've got a lot of material we're going to be bringing into the studio. It's kind of been a long time coming for us, but we want to make it right.
How cool is it for a band to have their own studio?
Pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool.
That's got to be it.
We're excited.
You can just go in studio anytime you want to.
Yeah. We'll have to bring y'all in. We'll have
a little party. I would love to.
It'd
love
be cool.
To. So, and I guess you're not paying nobody studio time. You got your own studio.
Yeah,
saving
yeah.
money as a band. Because now, granted, we know that you're raking in millions with Down South. But, hey, look. I mean, you're still getting free airtime on
like I said,
studio.
This guy's way too kind. Way too kind.
So we're just excited, man. And we can't wait to bring you out and let you rock, Coleman.
We're going
to
rock and roll.
And it's going to be awesome. So it is the third annual Live 95.5 Battle of the Bands this Saturday and Sunday at the Coleman County Fairgrounds. And you're going to hear Down South at 8:30 p.m. And they're going to play for an hour of us. And let me tell you something. You guys are just going to enjoy it for everybody that comes out, man. And thank you for coming back on the Big D Radio
Show.
I appreciate it very much. This is Nick with Down South. Make sure that you bring your family, your friends out, and you're going to have some quality entertainment when Down South hits the stage. I guarantee it.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Big D Radio Show next. Yeah, I don't know who we're going to bring in. We got about three or four more bands. Like Nick's been out there hanging out, talking to everybody. So he's just a social butterfly, that's for sure. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show as we do the butterfly sign. We'll be back in just a moment.
You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
How we're going to feel after Sunday night, Big D?
Oh, you know we're going to be shattered.
It's going to be a good weekend, though.
It is. It's going to be a great weekend. Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. Hey, look, we brought Abby's dad in studio, and he looks like he's shy and nervous over here. Abby, get the microphone. So Abby's dad, I don't want to call you Abby's dad. Tell me your name.
I'm Dwayne.
Dwayne.
The wireless mic is dead. He's going to have to actually talk. The battery died.
Did it really? All right, so...
But I figured out how to unmute the other microphones.
So, look, do all three microphones work right
yes,
now?
Yes, I think so.
So Danielle's going to slide her microphone over.
Although the man insisted he would not be interviewed on the way in the room.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling he knew. This was going to happen this way.
I couldn't wait to get him in here. So Dwayne, man, it's just great to have your daughter in here and for her to be going in broadcast. So kind of tell me your feelings about... having Abby doing broadcast.
Well, she started at a very young age being dramatic, and she wanted to go down this acting path. And I'm
really?
Thinking,
okay.
Yeah, there's not any money in that. So go in radio where there's even less money, but you could have a good time.
Look, yeah, you'll definitely have a good time.
Absolutely. But, no, she likes to talk, likes people, and just enjoys life. She's a great girl. She's got a face for television but a voice for radio, so we're going to have a good time with it.
That's awesome. So, look, now, you got to remember, Abby, like I told the cotton-picking kids earlier, if you make it big, Dad's your manager.
Right.
So, Dad, now, what is that, Dad? Does it go like 75-25 or...
It's got to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, Dad's got to have a little extra money, Abby.
I do have to be nice to her, though. She probably will pick my nursing home one day. So.
Well...
I try to be nice to her on the road.
Make sure she finds a nursing home with like a pool and a hot tub.
Exactly.
And
close to a cruise ship port.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I appreciate you guys being in. And of course, we've already told Abby and we'll tell you, Dwayne, that anytime you want to come back on the Big D Radio Show,
great.
Just come back. If you want to come back in a few weeks, come hang out with
sure.
us. Because this is kind of odd what we're doing now. We're just doing all musicians for the Battle of the Bands. But usually we have non-profit organizations in here. We have a pastor in here. And so we just have a big variety radio show here.
Well, man, I appreciate the opportunity for her. She is homeschooling, finished up college. She mentioned that earlier, a couple of years in college, and wants to find out what direction she wants to go.
Exactly.
And so with some job shadowing, some internship, we're able to do that. So we put the word out there, and you guys were so kind to invite us to come in and invite us back again. So we sure appreciate that.
Well,
and,
you're very welcome.
And, you know, what better way to learn than to actually see and be a part of and participate in a career opportunity like this. That's so awesome. We do appreciate you, Big Dude.
You're very welcome. And the good thing about Abby being young, you have your whole life ahead of you.
Yes.
So you have a great choice that you're going to do, and I hope you do very well.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, back to the main guy that just tore up the Big D Radio Show a few weeks ago, coming in on a Harley. Let me tell you something. With a guitar strapped to his back, cruising down I-65 heading to Coleman, and he just comes in the studio and was outstanding.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother.
So, look. So, even when the interview was over, the owners are going like, hey, Big D, can he play another one?
Look, y'all done threw me in a mess up here now. They done got me. Look, they've got me scheduled at Battle of the Bands. I ain't no band, and these boys are some professionals.
Hey, look, we've got some great talent right here in the Battle of the Bands.
Look, they are amazing, man. You know what? I'm not on their level.
Yeah, you are.
Look, I'll do my own thing, and, you know, look, we're going to start putting shows together. We got to. A show, we're going to be holding our own venues and everything. We're going to try to spread it out through the whole state of Alabama. So, you know what? I'm going to try to get a few of these maybe to do some of them shows with us.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're actually living in Anniston, is that correct? Or Piedmont, I think you're talking about.
Right outside of Piedmont, in White Plains right now. But, I'm back and forth between there and Walker County. My dad had a stroke and, I'm having to put some things on hold.
Right, I understand.
But other than that, yeah, man, I got a bunch of private things coming, private parties. Not,
okay.
You know, they ain't really private, but. And, man, I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to stick with, we're going to put on our own little shows, and we're going to try to do some benefits. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I got a couple different benefits in mind, you know, and charities, and try to make a positive out of a negative.
Right.
You know?
So recently, Danielle and I hanging outside on the back patio, and we see you go live on Facebook, and of course we pop on there.
Bored.
You know? No, it's not boring at all. So, dude, like, you are just jamming. Now, I think it's like every Friday that you're at some of the local restaurants around the area that you live at.
Yeah, I was. It was Friday night. Yeah, tomorrow night I'll be in Jacksonville, Alabama. Yeah, I've got a couple little Mexican restaurants, and you know what, that's as far as I've been building up for this, you know, for the my own venues.
Right.
You know, it's gonna be on a small little deal, but it'll grow, you know.
So where's your first venue gonna be?
Well, the 27th is gonna be down in Atmore, Alabama.
May 27th.
It's gonna be somewhere right there on the river. We ain't locked on the location yet. We got two places in mind, but there's gonna be a lot of people wanting to check it out, and we're going to see how it does, man.
Excellent. So if you'll get with Danielle whenever you get everything locked in, and that way we can get it on the Big D Radio Show and let some of the Coleman people know it and see if you can branch out and bring some of this audience with you down there.
Man, look, I appreciate y'all. Really, I do.
Hey, we appreciate you. We appreciate the music that you make. It's just incredible.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. I should have brought the guitar tonight.
Look, I was hoping you'd bring it.
Man, it's kind of like a tail fin on the back. You know, if you ain't into right,
you got to have a position just right, don't you?
Yeah, you got to lean with it, kind of. And I wasn't in that mood.
So look, this is what I'll do. I'm going to go buy a guitar. And I'm going to put it in the corner right here. So anytime that you come, I'm going to have a guitar ready for you.
That should already have been done, yeah.
Well, look, Danielle's slacking on you because I already told her that
Danielle,
you
need
to do it. I got one at home.
I would.
It's not doing so good at home.
I would really hate for her to have much more on her. That girl.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you.
Look, something. I see why she's been so busy, though, man. These are some talented musicians y'all got here, man.
It is.
And what's cool is just when we all together, you know, we can be so different in the styles of music and stuff, but we a lot of, you know, that musician, we're all alike on a certain level, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. So you're going to be playing, let me find, 2:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Right there in the midst of the sun.
Yes.
You know, I sweat worse than anybody on that list, I bet.
Look, Danielle will have you a towel so you can wipe your forehead.
I need a fan.
Look, we will personally go get you a fan so you don't get too hot.
Man, look, I appreciate everything y'all doing.
Hey, look, it's only going to be like 90 degrees. So, I mean, what are you talking about? This is Alabama weather. As long as we don't have a tornado come through Coleman like we always do, we're going to be okay.
There probably won't come.
Don't say that.
No, don't say that.
So why don't you tell us what kind of music you're going to play? Do you already have something planned out? Or is it
look, I'm going to tell you, and this is going to sound very unprofessional, but you already know I'm unprofessional. I have never had a song list. I just go with it.
And you're just going to go with it.
I mean, I've always done it that way. I mean, I get a list, I won't go by it, you know. I'll be up there sweating, and this won't work, and this won't work. So, man, just...
Sweat on the paper, you can't read it. They're waiting to
do it. Well, you know, I don't like it. I can't read the music and all that anyway, so I just go with the flow, man, you know.
Hey, Danielle, look, I'm going to write you a note right here, okay? So you remember Wes-Fan.
Oh.
You get him a fan. And look, I might even bring you some Kool-Aid, dude. How's that?
Dude, look, some grape Kool-Aid.
Look, that's what I'm talking
grape
about.
Grape Kool-Aid.
Or I'm on top of the world, dude, man, if I got grape Kool-Aid.
You need to get some popsicles up in this piece, though. I love popsicles, man.
Hey, look, do you like that long one that's got like red, white, and blue?
Oh, whoa, which is the Jolly Rancher one.
Is that what it
yes,
is?
Yes, you're talking about the bomb, but the Jolly
Rancher. Yes, it's the bomb.
It's the bomb, but the Jolly Ranchers are better. And yeah, even if you try the Jolly Rancher push-ups, hey, dude, I'll be out advertising for them.
The orange push-ups. I would run down the ice cream truck in my neighborhood. But look, this guy was slick, and he would always make me mad. When I got to the truck, he'd kick it, and he would just take off. And I would just, look,
dude,
just,
that's dirty.
I would run like Forrest Gump, dude. Man, I'm not lying. I wanted that push-up, dude.
I'd run like Forrest Gump right now. You should see me. I'd be trying to drive the motorcycle up into the,
and lick your push up.
In that wind, it all comes back in your face. So you got all your glasses.
Now you're looking like an Indian because your face is all orange.
Yeah,
man, look, what's up with that? I will make sure you have a push up and a bomb, Jolly Rancher bomb.
Dude, that's all I need.
Look, what's
place to sell a couple shirts.
So, are you going to bring anything with you to sell?
Yes, man. I got some shirts out now. I got a couple different types. And, you know, we're going to have some albums and stuff like that. So,
good.
You know, that's all we got so far. I can't. Look, man, it's a poor man right here.
I know. I understand.
But.
Look, all I do is eat potted meat every week. So, man, look, I am in the poor house.
Thank God for potted meat, man.
Hey, look, if it weren't for potted meat, I'd look like an Ethiopian if it weren't for potted meat, dude. I'm serious.
I don't know about all that. I believe we're going to make it. I believe we'll make it if the potted meat goes out. Vienna's, LBW.
Look, I have never been a fan of Vienna sausage, man. I just look at it. I
got to be starving.
Oh my God.
I got to be starving. Yeah, and then I got to have a cracker with that. So.
Well.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of the pickled eggs. So there you go, dude.
Pickled eggs. Look, when I was 13, man, pickled eggs and beer. That's
there you go.
Yeah. Just, hey.
And I'm sure you didn't
that
come
out way too naturally, didn't it?
Well, there we go. We're going to a commercial. So Jay has said, I've had enough of the pickled egg thing. So you're going to check out Wes Brown, 2:30 p.m. Saturday at our third annual Battle of the Bands. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Independent Radio is proud to present yet another local community program for Coleman. Join us on Tuesday night as we present Understanding the Law for 1 hour starting at 6 p.m. Our very own Big D, who also runs the What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page, hosts various Coleman attorneys for a discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office. They also take a deep dive into how the system works right here in Coleman County. No law show would be complete without calls from the audience. So go ahead and program the station phone number into your phone now. 256-737-9505. That's 256-737-9505. Then prepare to join us each Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. for Understanding the Law.
This program is made possible by the support of local Coleman attorney Melvin Haston. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio, all about Coleman for Coleman. Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's independent radio. Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present yet another local community program for Coleman. Join us immediately following Sports Talk Live on Thursdays for a brand new show that will help our listeners focus on lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Join host Sandy Seibert each and every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. for Path Changers, Habits of Health, immediately following Sports Talk Live, right here on the station that is all about Coleman, by Coleman, for Coleman. Live 95.5 FM, Coleman's independent radio.
Man, we got some bumper music now.
Actually, if you want to, Jay, just go ahead and let it play another minute.
Sure.
hear me now?
Y'all didn't actually hear that last lyric. If you're listening, just forget that.
We did not hear anything. What are you talking about?
Nope, I didn't hear nothing.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. I've got the superstars of Coleman. Well, I'm sorry. Superstars of Alabama. It is dark before dawn on the Big D Radio Show.
DVD.
How you doing, Big D?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Sean Burgess, Justin York, Tracy's over here in the corner. She's on Facebook video, and we're live. Danielle's right beside her. So, look, man, everybody's tuning in for sure.
The Godfather, we call him that now.
The Godfather?
Yep, we do that on stage. He's the Godfather.
The Godfather of Dark Before Dawn.
Not because of appearance or age, because of wisdom and love.
Man, okay.
That's a compliment right there, Sean.
I'll take it that way anyway.
So how you guys doing, man?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Man, I'm good. What about
I'm
you?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling healthy. I've lost like 30 pounds.
Wow.
By not eating so much Little Caesar. Oh, I did a name drop there.
Well,
pizza.
That costs us $30 fine right there.
Thanks.
So, man, how is the baby doing? Let's talk about the baby, okay?
She is doing awesome. She watches, can I say some?
Go ahead. TV.
She watches SpongeBob SquarePants at 6 a.m. every morning and loses her mind.
No way.
When I'm like, are you ready, kids? She loses her mind.
Have you ever thought about doing cartoons, by the way?
I've been doing some voiceover work and actually have some voiceover stuff possibly lined up.
Looky there.
He's pretty good at that stuff.
Sean, well, we need to put him on Nickelodeon or something.
No doubt. No doubt. I agree. I totally agree on that.
I have the same mindset as them. Why not use it?
So are you guys ready for the Battle of the Bands? Come on.
We are.
I have been so excited and ready to push all of this. I mean, I can't wait to show because still, even though we had a big show in Coleman, a big turnout, not a lot of people know. They're like, I said, hey, you know the band up and on? And they don't know the changes in the lineup and everything that's happened. And I can't wait to bring everyone our new sound, Chapter 2.
Awesome. 10 p.m. Saturday night. So you guys are going to close the show out. Wow.
That's perfect time for
it
us.
It is going to be incredible.
It's hard playing early, and we like to play late.
So now when you guys are out playing, are you usually starting kind of late tonight?
Yes.
Probably later than 10, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I'd be asleep by 10 o'clock.
We played a show 2 hours from home. I got home beyond late. And I left my brand new MacBook Pro at the venue.
No, you didn't.
I called them at 3 in the morning. They answered. I'm like, why are you still working? And she's like, we actually clean our bar. I was like, well, thank you. I don't have asbestos, you know? And she met up with him at 10 in the morning.
Really?
And gave him my MacBook. And I was like,
wow.
Yeah, that was
a blessing in itself.
When he called and told me he left it and that they had it, I was like, you're kidding.
That's gone. That's gone.
You know, like, I would have assumed that one of the other bands would have jacked.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hey, what's this? A brand new MacBook?
Yeah.
Hey, we just added to our criteria of collection of
music. Paying that band, that wasn't bad. We actually came out on top.
So tell me, where you guys been at lately, man?
Last weekend we were in Tennessee, just outside of Nashville, in Hendersonville, and
what was the name of the venue?
Revelry.
Revelry.
Great venue.
Yeah, really cool venue.
The hospitality was unreal.
Yeah. Good sound.
Even
good
from the other bands.
Yeah, it was a good show. We had a lot of fun there.
So, did you have a bunch of other bands playing with you? Or playing before
two,
you?
Two other bands.
We had two other bands.
Two other bands.
Those guys were super talented. There's this one band that they write their songs based off stories that are submitted by other people.
No way.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. So genuine and like authentic. It made me just want to quit my band.
Yeah, that's a great concept. It's like every song they write is like fan submitted stories.
Wow.
You can't beat that.
What was the name of that band?
Tracy, what's the name of that band?
Oh my God.
I said it was oh 10, my God. We play at 10 p.m. It's a little crazy.
Anyway, they were awesome.
Y'all drank too much Kool-Aid.
Safe Secrets.
Which even fits it more.
Yeah, they were out of the Nashville area.
Wow. You want to hear some upcoming shows?
Let's do it.
I'm going to skip time.
Okay.
Let's talk about one last. June 3rd, we have a show at the Blue Iguana in Prattville. We'll be playing with some good friends of ours. But most...
Coralist.
Yes, Coralist. Michael Knowles. And other friends. I need to remember names better.
Krista.
And?
Clark.
There we go. We did some name dropping there. You owe us one.
The Godfather knows everything.
I told you his wisdom is beyond mine. I'm just the face. Anyways.
You're the face. I'm the face.
Anyways. May 13th, I hope to see everyone there. As much as we hope to see everyone on the 29th. May 13th, we're playing our EP release show at 11th Frame. The first 10 people who walk in that door and buy a shirt, you're going to get a free EP. And nice. Also, we will have transportation from Coleman to the show in the Creeper bus. It's going to cost you $50. You get a shirt, an EP, a ride there, VIP treatment, and you can shave my back.
Wow. I'm getting in line just to shave your back, dude.
Fantastic.
So I'm thinking about paying $50, too, just for that opportunity.
So now, does the Creeper van actually belong to you, son?
No, it actually belongs to the Jack Aces.
Okay.
Motorcycle Club here in Coleman. I'm sure you guys know those guys.
Because I see it down on
wherever
that street is. What is that street
anyway? Yeah.
It's at the Tyson place, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I see it there all the time.
Yeah,
it smells like chicken. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's a really cool bus, and it's like very well maintained. Like, I mean, those guys, you know, they're gearheads.
Right.
You know, they take care of their stuff, and it's just a cool little.
It'll be my first time.
It's
on
like
the bus.
A short bus, you know, and right. It's got a stereo system in it, lights and stuff, and it's just a really cool thing. They've let us use it before for some shows and stuff. And
being my first time on the bus, I love that it's gonna be my first time, and we're releasing our EP on there, and we're gonna blast the 3 songs 12 times in a row on the way there.
Yeah.
So look, I think I want to drive the Creeper bus, man. That would be awesome.
Hey, we actually need a sober driver to drive.
Oh, my God. You're
enlisted.
How much will it cost?
You're enlisted.
So, look, I see sometimes my buddy, I think Huggy Bear, has drove with it.
He has, yeah. Actually, Huggy. Huggy with you.
Don't hug me anymore.
What are you doing on May 13th?
We need you at the DD.
I've never met Huggy Bear.
Have you not?
No. I mean, until I went to meet him. And I didn't know what the name Huggy Bear was and who it was. I met him. He's like, he treated me like I've seen him every Christmas and Thanksgiving since I was six. And he's like, bring it in. And he hugs me. And he's like, man, how's the baby? There's your baby. He starts hugging my baby. I'm like, oh, now I get it. This dude's Huggy Bear because he will hug you. I love it.
Huggy Bear's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
So, beyond that, do you have anything planned beyond May or anything like that? You got anything going on?
Recording some more music. We've got...
We have 2 separate tracks coming out. We're going to do separately because, I mean, there are music in what we're doing, but they sound a little different, so we're trying to switch it up. It's kind of a little bit of rap rock, which we're bringing in Jason on, and we have our first cover song, and we're going to record it. And I'm sure everyone's heard of Fleetwood Mac.
Man, I love Fleetwood Mac.
And what song are we doing, Sean?
The Chain.
The Chain.
And it's actually this band. It's our first cover song. This band's been a band for over 3 years now, and we've always just focused on our stuff. That's what we like to do.
We got such a huge response off that cover that we were like, we have to do this.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and record it and release it.
And that's something that I was going to say is that you would never do cover songs. I mean, everything that you do is everything that you guys wrote.
Yeah, pretty much. If we do a cover, like this song, it's not a cover song. It's like our version of that
song.
Right,
exactly.
You know, so, I mean.
It's a redo.
Yeah. So, I mean, we love it, you know. I mean, it's fun. We've got a good response with it, so we're going to go ahead and release it. It's probably just going to be digital. We're not going to sell it hard copies or whatever, but correct, we'll probably release it just all digital download. So
awesome. So, man, we are so excited that y'all joined the Battle of the Bands. Because
let me
tell you something. I know the people that I've talked to in Coleman, they've told me personally, I'm coming because of Dark Before Dawn.
No.
Really? Seriously, really? I'm straight up, man.
Everybody wants
to see you guys. I mean,
growing up here, I don't live here anymore. I live 70 miles away from here. So the fact that this much support's coming is beyond grateful.
You know, I really don't even care if we win. It's just like, I've told you the last time we were here, we don't get to play a lot of shows in our hometown.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just not really, our town's not set up for
our
type thing, you know. And just to get to play a local show like this, that's what we're stoked about.
Could we turn it up to 11?
Because, I mean, you guys have such a big following. I mean, because I see it on Facebook. It's just unbelievable.
Our promo videos have gotten a little out of hand. But they're fun. Every one of them has been fun.
Yeah.
Anyone that's in the bubble bath? I'm sorry. That was sober, Justin, for the record.
I'm totally not sorry about that. I thought it was awesome.
Wow, we're just stoked. So are you guys going to bring some merchandise to the Battle of the Bands?
Yes.
Tell me what you're going to sell.
This guy got a shirt design, which is our album cover. The shirt matches the EP.
All right, can I interrupt?
Go ahead.
Is that the heart? And
yes.
Oh, that is so rocking, dude.
Well, actually, let me say this. Tracy had the idea in her head, and we've got some friends from the Huntsville-Madison area. Sean Campbell, he's the one who drew the heart, the hand with the heart squeezing,
right,
you know, squeezing the heart. And then we took that, what his drawing, to creative design.
Jesse Irwin.
And Jesse Irwin added the book underneath for the chapter 2, you know, and
right,
it just came out perfect. We could not be more pleased with that's our EP cover and the t-shirts, and I could not be.
So we have a guy and girl version of that one. We also have one other shirt, which is our identity, our logo, but not our logo. Anytime you think of Dark Before Dawn, and when you see that name, we're trying to push this. It's just one other shirt. We don't have a girl version of it yet, but we are in the make of perhaps some stuff for the ladies that are really cute.
Because, of course, Jesse, he's done all of the Cosmic Sound and the Big D Radio Show. Man, what an incredible guy he is.
He does good work.
I mean, I give him props everywhere we go.
When he sends, when he puts out a video on Facebook of him just chilling, I'm like, you chill? you're not making shirts right now? What's going on?
So look, I guess a week ago, Danielle and I went down there for some different stuff. And so Jesse, I look at him and he's like, I'm like, man, what's wrong with you? Been here 28 hours straight.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, you haven't been home?
Are you a fireman?
Oh, wow.
And he was still doing graphics 28 hours later, so.
He does really good work. We've used creative design for pretty much all of our t-shirts, and they always do a bang-up job.
They
and
do.
The
quality doesn't match the price because I'm getting so. I feel like I'm getting so taken care of that I owe this man more, or I owe the whole company more than what they give.
So Tina Walters, the sales, the boss, she is going to be with Danielle at Battle of the Bands.
Yes,
awesome. She's a sweetheart.
She is. So they're them two, along with Denise Key, CPA, one of the sponsors. They're going to be hanging out, all three of them. And
I want to thank every sponsor for making this happen.
Right, definitely.
We have Danielle and I. We've just went out and we've hustled, and we got you know, plenty of money out here. Well, not plenty. We always use more, but
can't hide money.
but these people in Coleman that owns these businesses, they have been so great. Denise Key, CPA. She's located over by Busy Bee Cafe, Baker Productions, John's Lawn Care and Pressure Washing, Freedom Insurance up on Eva Road, Pepsi of Coleman, Dye Service Heating and Cooling, McCall Hydraulics, McCall Precision Machining, Greencraft Mowers. I mean, these guys have just stepped up to the plate, and they made it happen. And we can't do it without them.
I want to offer one more thing, and I haven't even told you about it right now. If you come to the Coleman Show and get a picture with our mascot, Creepy Randy, I'll give you $1 off to our EP release show.
There you go.
There you go. That's cool.
But you better share it.
Creepy Randy. So is now is Creepy Randy what I seen on Facebook the other day? And he was like in a seatbelt or something.
Yeah. Yes. That's Creepy Randy.
Creepy Randy. He'll be at practice staring at you, and you get creeped out. But you feel safe at the same time.
Exactly. That's kind of. I don't feel safe for my
Creepy
wife.
Randy will steal your girl.
Yeah. He's a player.
So look. How's the old Doberman doing, by the way?
He's awesome, man.
I love seeing him on Facebook.
That dog hates me.
Look, does he really?
Whatever.
Wait, I get super inappropriate with him tonight.
Yeah, he kind of does. Dude, I love that dog way too much. Honestly, dude.
I know.
That's my boy right there.
I know.
Yeah, that's my buddy.
He is your protector.
Yeah, he's my buddy.
That's for sure. Well, man, we appreciate y'all being in the studio tonight. We really do.
Thank you and to Daniel for even having us.
Yes, thank y'all so much. We appreciate it.
After the Battle of the Bands, I hope y'all can come back and hang out with us and bring a guitar and play. And
I don't know why we're not here with a guitar.
Well,
next time we get back, we are going to play a song.
I was wondering why you didn't bring a guitar.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Next time it will happen.
Thank you to 95.5 and to Coleman for listening. The future's in the moment.
Woohoo. Happy to
join us, if you will.
So, we're friends on Facebook, so I'm going to send your wife a message.
I should play my promo. I'm like, hey, you know, business owners in Coleman, do you remember what life was like before Live 95?
And now you have Dark Before Dawn.
Actually, I had a guitar. It got taken at the January 13th show.
Well, there you go. Somebody else needed it?
More so, apparently.
I'm sure their addiction or what have you needed it more.
Well, there you go. It's probably at some pawn shop right now. Mm-hmm.
Some little kid has it, and he's like, I bet Dark Before Dawn played on this.
Yeah, man.
I'm just kidding. So,
I'm going to Pawn Stars with this right here and see if I can get a million.
Rick's like,
good luck with that.
Rick's like, good luck with that. I can give you $20 for it.
Are you sure it's authentic, Dark Before Dawn? I do not see no initials carved in it. So, look, and we've got people talking back here. What's up with that? We're trying to have a show up here.
Oh, yeah.
Infamous.
I blame her.
They're all on this Facebook Live. So, all right, look, ladies, tell us how many views do you have already?
Six.
Four.
Well,
four.
You know.
Well, look, it's late night in Coleman. It's 8:47. Everybody's in bed.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because, you know, everything closes at 9 o'clock in Coleman. I mean,
I'm about to go to bed, I'll be honest. Yeah.
Well, look,
when I lived here and you ran out of gas past 9, you were like,
I'll do gas in the morning.
It is not as bad as it used to be. It's gotten better.
It has gotten better.
Now they have the weekend slider card.
All right, Dark Before Dawn. They're going to be there Saturday night, 10 p.m., so you better stay awake, man. They are just going to tear it up on stage, and everybody's going to love it.
We can't wait,
man,
dude.
We are fired up to have you guys there.
We're super stoked, too, man. We can't wait.
So we appreciate all of you being in the studio. And
thank you.
Thank you, Tracy, for doing some live Facebook with Danielle over there. So, look, we're all going to go home and watch it. You know we are.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, comment.
Fatigue.
Because, you know, Jay, he stays up to like 4 o'clock in the morning every day. So
I don't know who's talking, man. You're always up at 3 in the morning, too.
I'm going to work at 3 in the morning, though.
I never stop working.
I love when my child starts freaking out at 3 in the morning. I'm like, sweet, I can get on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm feeding her. I'm feeding her.
That's how you feed her.
No one can see. No one can see through the radio what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, but that little camera out there, can see.
I would if I could, actually. So,
well,
I would seahorse my baby.
You are a heck of a man.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. And I appreciate you wearing sunglasses, because I wear sunglasses at night too.
Rick Ross does. So
Corey
can
Hart.
I.
Corey Hart does too.
No, you're probably not even old enough to know Corey Hart, are you?
No.
Well, there you go.
He taught me. You guys played a Rolling Stones song earlier. I was like, who is this? He goes,
that hurt my feelings. That hurt my feelings, actually. I was like, dude, you're out of the band. You're out of the band.
Band vote.
Right.
Vote yes to kick him out. But after the Battle of the
Bands. After Battle of the
Bands. Yeah.
Gotta use you. Look, guys, appreciate it. And, man, we just can't wait to see you Saturday night, 10 p.m., Coleman County Fairgrounds. Also want to thank Abby from Hartsville being here, intern for the first time on the Big D Radio Show. Dad Dwayne brought her down here. And, look, I think they really had a good time with Big D. So anytime y'all want to come back, and we'll intern some more. And we'll bring these guys back, too.
Please. I want to play
anytime, man. Anytime.
Bring your instrument, and I'll bring Kool-Aid. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Sounds fantastic.
Good. Perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is this coming Saturday and Sunday. It's the third annual Battle of the Bands presented by Coca-Cola. On the bands, Matt Graves, Bama Country, Wes Brown, Gary Sanders, Brick Avenue, Inclination of Direction, Down South, Dark Before Dawn, Ben Mosley and the Contraband, Round 2, Crushing Atlas, and the one and only, the Cotton Picking Kids. Man, them guys, have y'all ever seen them jam?
No.
Oh, it's incredible. They're like 6 years old.
It will blow your mind. They'll be like, what am I watching here?
So the girls were like 7 or 8 years old, guitar, fiddle, and I'm like, oh, that's incredible.
When I was 8, I was
I look forward to that, actually.
Look at this ladybug.
Right.
And these kids are like,
kill me. See what this worm tastes like.
I think growing up, we all saw that on Hee Haw, and I don't think we've seen it since then. So.
Yeah, Hee Haw. I'm sorry, Justin doesn't remember.
Oh, my dad actually, he showed me some Hee Haw.
How about Solid Gold?
Like
Soul Train?
You mean Solid Gold?
Yeah, he doesn't remember Solid Gold. American Bandstand. Justin, come on, dude.
I was really hard into Backstreet Boys when I was a kid. And I'm not even lying. I'm not even trying to be funny for you guys.
That's what's so sad is he's not even lying.
It went from Backstreet to Limp Bizkit to what I'm doing now. So here we are. Everyone's like, you know what? I'm really busy Saturday.
Justin is so well-rounded. I don't know how the Godfather puts up with you.
Dude, it's hard. It's so hard. It really is. It really is.
It's the Kool-Aid.
It is the Kool-Aid. And I bet you drink cherry. You're not a grape guy, are you?
No, it's pretty hard.
Okay. I'm just asking.
I'm not Jake. He's like, I just had two spritzers.
And a Zima.
He's so mad at us right now. I feel like he's mad. I'm about to get a text message.
Yeah, your phone will be blowing up here in a minute. Well, look, guys, again, appreciate it. We will see you Saturday night, and thanks, everybody, for listening in. I know we went over, like, the show ends at 7:30, and it's 9 o'clock now.
Back here yawning, man.
I got 70 miles, so I'm sure my wife is so happy, because she says, I'll be home.
No, because she got to be away from you for, like, a while.
She's in heaven. She's taking a bubble bath right now going, Justin, who?
Mm-hmm. Our baby does sleep from 8:30 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. every night.
She's
bubble
bath all the way, dude.
Yeah.
And just hoping that you bring something home to eat. So you better stop and get something.
We're on a budget.
You're a Dark Before Dawn. What do you mean? You don't have no budget, dude.
Oh, you're right.
You got money just falling out of your pocket.
Yeah, no budget because there's no money.
IOUs all the time. So
the economy of the radio station back here. IOUs all the time. Yeah.
There you go.
He scares me every time, by the way. I feel like he's behind my shoulder. I'm like, where is this guy at? You're creepy Randy's dad.
I'm on the other side of the glass, man. The glass. Okay, man.
Well, don't judge me behind the curtain.
Jay, make sure you get your energy drink before you go home because I know it's past your bedtime.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, we're going to close the show out, man. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it, dude. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Pick a track, guys. One or two. Which one has less cuss words in it?
Two. Not many people heard two. So, listen, like I said, number two is called In the Moment because the future's in the moment. Join us, if you will.
Here is Dark Before Dawn. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. We'll catch you next time here on the Big D Radio Show next Thursday. See ya.
The headaches start again. Back and forth the voices inside my head. Look up, it's 7:30. It's time to kill again. This what you wanted, this what you need, this what you call it. I'm crazy for what I've done. You're flowing death and it makes me come. I've been waiting here so long.
coming.
Live 95 is doing it again. Live 95 is now 3 years old as of this month, and we have come together with the support of some of Coleman's best businesses to bring you the return of the Battle of the Band series, presented by Coca-Cola. This year, we're expanding it to 2 days and moving it to the Cullman County Fairgrounds. We're also adding food trucks, an arts and crafts area, and an area for the kids. We will see you this weekend at the Cullman County Fairgrounds. Y'all show your love for our great gold-level sponsors, Creative Design, John's Lawn Care and Pressure Washing, your local CPA, Denise Key, Dye Service Heating and Cooling, Freedom Insurance Agency, Baker Productions and Music Studio, and Pepsi-Cola of Cullman. We also appreciate the support of Harrison Outdoors, who is doing business as Greencraft Mowers, and McCaw Precision Machining, doing business as McCaw Hydraulics, our latest silver sponsors. We also have over a dozen confirmed exhibitors in our arts and crafts area, and food trucks lined up right next to them. An area designated just for the kids with a bounce house provided by Cullman Bounce House Rentals and sponsored by our friends over at What's Happening in Cullman. You can check them out on their Facebook page. Performing this weekend at the Live 95 Battle of the Bands presented by Coca-Cola are Matt Graves, Bama Country, Wes Brown, Gary Sanders, Brick Avenue, Inclination of Direction, Down South, and Dark Before Dawn to close us out on Saturday. Then come back on Sunday for Ben Mosley and the Contraband, Round 2, Crushing Atlas, and the Cotton Pickin' Kids. We have been excited to bring you a unique blend of music for the last 3 years, featuring music you may not hear on the dial here in Cullman. The FCC granted us use of the 95.5 frequency, so we felt it only fitting to give Cullman access to their best local bands for the low price of $9.55. Get your ticket now at www.live95cullman.com through the Eventbrite service. If you don't get a ticket ahead of time, that's fine, but gate tickets cost a little more and you get a little less, so get your ticket now. It's the Live 95 Third Annual Battle of the Bands, presented by Coca-Cola, live from the Cullman County Fairgrounds, and broadcast live on 95.5 FM right here in Cullman, Alabama. Thanks for supporting Live 95, Cullman's independent radio. Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's independent radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.